So, that was an unmitigated fucking disaster. Wait, wasn't I supposed to go after the Bastard Lord? Why did I take that whole team to the Order of Saint Tenant? Damn it.
We're going to be sort of skipping forward a little bit here, not too much, going just about 3 days ahead. You are in Central Kanata,
mm-hmm.
and you are about to pull in front of Nihilus's place.
Okay, did I drop off the assault weapon on my way?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
That is no longer on the table. I no longer have to worry about that goddamn thing ever again.
You do still have to worry about the fact that I have a stick of dynamite, though!
Yes, but that's one stick of dynamite. I can live with that. I think here Wednesday, Thursday. Oh, good news. It is Friday.
Gotta get down on Friday?
No, it's just nice. It's a Friday.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's Friday. I'm in love?
Sure. I mean, you've got a lovely wife, so... Yeah.
Okay.
Woo.
Yep.
Anyway. So what would you like to do?
Okay, so,
Push Nihilus out of a moving car? Nice.
Probably not. Pull up in front of her apartment.
Okay. And she seems really just not enthused about getting out, actually.
Okay, so I say to her, you had me drive you all the way back here.
And you just sort of hear from her side of the car. I know.
Do you want me to go in with you?
I guess.
Do you think your boyfriend / ex-boyfriend, whatever the hell the status is, do you think he's going to be in there?
No, I just... Okay, it's going to sound stupid. It's going to sound stupid. You're going to laugh at me. I know you are. So just go ahead and get the laugh out of the way so that I don't need to care about that.
Was that a good laugh?
Sure. Do you have it out of your system?
I suppose.
I don't want to go back to regular life.
Oh, were you expecting me to still laugh?
I'm glad that you're not.
So what, you just want to stick with me, or what?
I don't know. I watched a lot of people die just a few days ago, and it freaked me out. But the idea of just pretending it didn't happen and just going back to work, it just feels so fucking stupid.
I know what you mean. You know, for me, that was normal. And trying to do anything else, it just feels like a waste of time. It doesn't feel normal for me. You know, it's nice for me to go home. I like to visit with my family and spend time with them. But, you know... A couple months at the most, and then I start itching to get out again.
If I do go with you, what would that look like?
Could look like anything. Could look like more of what you saw. It could look like the inside of a jail cell. Could look like the inside of a grave. Could look like a big pile of money.
As GM, let me tell you, you are making that sound so pleasant. And she exhales this big, heavy sigh. And the sun is setting around here already. Mm-hmm. It's fairly late in the evening. So you can't really necessarily see her side of the car super well, but you hear the latch of the door on that side of the car open.
Mm-hmm.
And she mutters... Well, then I guess I'll be seeing you whenever you need to make another call.
You're probably making the right call. I don't know if you're cut out for this life.
I don't know either. And that scares me a little bit, the fact that I could be.
I mean, if you want, I can see if I could line up another job. You could tag along, something around here, so you know you don't have to go far if you change your mind. But you can give it another shot if you want and see what you got.
No, give me some time to think about it. I'll call you.
All right.
And she gets out of the car and goes to the trunk, grabs her bag, heaves it out, and starts to make her way inside.
All right.
And once again, Arkin is now Arkin's one.
Yeah.
Or would it be zero? Arkin's one? Arkin zero?
I believe the six included Travis.
Yeah. Yeah. So Arkin's one.
Yeah. He prefers it that way.
Valid. All right, so now that you are on your own, what would you like to do?
Well, I do still want to see if I can't get myself lined up with a job, even something just to make a little bit extra money, because for my personal cash, I'm down to $800 cash.
Are you? Yeah. You take out your wallet and you're rifling through, and it's like, wait a second. 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700. And you notice that there's a little slip of paper jammed down in there. And you take it out and there's a little smiley face with devil horns.
Now that you're saying that, I do remember after our session with Miles, you telling me, oh, by the way, You're missing your wallet's $100 lighter, and Bran personally is one pencil lighter. Yeah, you never did get me the pencil.
You don't need
sir.
It.
Oh, I don't need it, so I can keep my $800.
$100 fine.
All right, so it is job time, I suppose.
Yeah, so I'm gonna give Ron Serrano a call.
Fair enough. I'm going to see if I can figure out something for you here, because honestly didn't anticipate you just jumping in and looking for another job. Hmm. Okay. You give Ron a call, and he's like,
hello?
Hey, Mr. Serrano. This is, Travis. We spoke the other day.
Oh, yeah, you. Yeah.
Hey, I was just giving you a call. I'm looking for work. I'm just looking to pick up something I could do quick and dirty. I'm fine with a hit job. I'm fine with mercenary work. Hell, I do bodyguard work. I just need to make some extra money right now.
Well, I think I've actually got something. Let me skip it about a bit. Here we go. Yeah, no, I got something for you right here. There is a missing person case. It's kind of out there, but, I think you would be good on this.
All right, where's it located? Where's it out of?
Doodly 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 doo. Let me double check a map here. Ah, okay.
Oh, I should erase that assault rifle, huh?
Yeah, no, don't bring the assault rifle with you. Because you don't have it.
I sure don't.
Nope, nope, nope.
It is out of Toluqua.
And where, in relation to where I am, is Toluqua?
That is across Spearhead.
Okay, and where's Spearhead?
it is just north. Spearhead is where you had to try and hunt down that kid.
Okay, but what's its real life counterpart?
Toluqua is Wisconsin.
Oh, okay, and I'm in basically Kansas right now, right?
If I remember right, yeah.
Vaguely Kansas. Okay, cool.
Just look at the map. I don't like trying to come up with comparisons for the actual states. There's a reason that I made this shit up. It's so that I don't have to remember real world geography. Okay. And then you always try and make me remember real world geography because you're a bad person.
I mean, yeah.
Yes. Stop that.
Okay.
From now on, I'm going to start making up completely different names for states every time that you ask.
Okay. So I ask Ron, can you send me the details?
You got it.
And it doesn't take long at all for this heavily encrypted message to show up. Unfortunately, you don't have the software for this on your phone. So you ask him for a link to the encryption software.
Okay.
And he sends that over. And it'll take about 20 minutes.
Okay. So then I'll chill, smoke a cigarette while I'm waiting for that.
Are you still just sitting in front of Nihilus' house? Where are you?
Honestly, probably pulled into, like, if there's, like, a parking lot at her place or something.
So that you're not that kind of weirdo, I'm gonna have you actually sitting at a diner smoking a cigarette, even though it's, like, no indoor smoking, you're still just sitting there in this place smoking.
And nobody will dare tell me.
Yeah, it's like this dude in like this big ass like mangled leather jacket is just fucking smoking a cigarette and has ordered a cup of coffee and that's it. He's like and no one's gonna say a fucking word to
like
him.
Like an early 2000s goth, just coffee and cigarettes.
Yeah.
It's probably not that. Well, no, you said it was like evening time. So, yeah, no, like just like an ordinary person in the probably 80s though, not early 2000s.
I mean, Travis is as Travis is.
Yep.
Functionally a throwback to the 80s and 80s movies. So, I mean, what you gonna do? All right. So, when the data finally comes through, the deal is that there is a not super wealthy, but wealthy enough CEO who has gone missing, and no one quite knows what the deal is with why.
Mm-hmm.
But his last known whereabouts, he was going to Toluqua to see someone, and no one knows the details beyond that. It's like he was going on this trip and disappeared.
All right, so how long has he been missing?
For about 2 weeks now.
All right. Where in Toluqua? Not specified?
No, because Toluqua is a city-state, so just functionally a territory.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a big area to search.
Yeah. Size of Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you know?
You betcha. Well, let me consult my map. That was a visual gag because I have a tattoo of the state of Wisconsin on my arm.
It was funny for me and me alone. Yes. Because I'm the only person in the room to have seen it.
The nice thing about having it tattooed on your arm, though, is when somebody is like, hey, where in Wisconsin are you from? I'm going to be like, oh, like right here. Are you from up there? Okay. Oh, you want to know how to get to Green Bay? Okay, so you're going to start here, and you go up there. More visual gags.
Yeah. The best part is, right underneath the tattoo of Wisconsin, it says home.
Yep.
So it's like, oh, where are you from? Home.
The real irony being that it hasn't been home for me in 4 years.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, I got the tattoo long before I ever knew I was going to move. But it actually kind of works now, because it'd be like, oh, yeah, just to single myself out as not a local here.
Home is home is home.
Yeah. As if the lack of accent wouldn't do it. Not that everybody here, even locals, have the accent, but, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, so you've got a little bit of a drive ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take about a day and a half to get to Toluqua. I've got a really fucked up sense of perception of time.
It's fine.
Traveling, I've noticed. So you want to make your way up there?
Sure.
I'd recommend going ahead and... Going ahead?
Ahead.
Ahead.
All kinds of weird accents just coming out today.
Yeah. And having some food at this diner before you make that long-ass drive, because otherwise your guts are going to be really upset with you.
Okay.
So how much do you want me to take out of your monies?
I don't know, like $12? Probably have like a turkey sandwich or something.
That's
turkey
fair.
Turkey sandwich. Ooh, a turkey sandwich and tomato soup.
Fair enough.
I feel like he'd like that.
Yeah.
He wouldn't dip the turkey sandwich in the soup like you would a grilled cheese, though. He would have them separately.
Cash or bank?
Bank.
All right. And you go ahead and not only lay down the bank card, but you also go ahead. And
you and the word ahead, just you're having some trouble with it.
Yeah. And you check your bank account. And you actually have $3,500 in there. Well, $3,546 as of right now after the sandwich.
Do you mean 3066?
What?
I was at 78. I was at 3078.
3546.
What? No. Okay.
That's because you got reimbursed for the hotel rooms.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might remember you had to invoice the Vampire Queen?
Okay.
So you did, and you got some money back.
I'm sorry, so it was 30...
35.46.
35, okay. 35.46, not 34.56. Okay. I got number dyslexic for a second.
I usually do. That's why I let the computer figure it out, because I'm not a numbers person.
Okay.
Or geography person. I'm usually a word person until it's ahead.
I'm barely a person.
Nope, you're a hobbit. Mm-hmm. That's why you get so upset being in this world.
Yep.
Yep. All right, so you are on your way to Toluqua. And do you happen to remember what time of year it is? What month?
Nope.
It's the middle of May.
Okay. It's going to be May? Oh, nope, it's already May.
It's actually almost June.
Okay.
But it's May right now. And as you're entering into Toluqua, something kind of weird happens.
Mm-hmm.
Snow is hitting the front of your car.
Not entirely unusual in Wisconsin terms, to be perfectly honest.
It snows in May in Wisconsin?
Not always, but it can.
Okay. It's... As you're going further into the city state, it's snowing a lot. There's a lot of snow coming down.
So it seems like it's winter time, I take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, before you know it, it's a goddamn blizzard.
Hmm.
And, yeah, you don't see very many cars on the road. But,
yeah.
There's a full-ass fucking blizzard happening right now here.
Yeah. I'll never forget my junior year of high school. It was the week after our spring break, and we had two nice days, and then on a Wednesday, just a freak blizzard in the middle of the week, and we had a snow day.
Nice.
Yeah. That's my point, basically, is that we absolutely can get just random weird weather like that. But the same way, like, some days you'll randomly get a 60-degree day in January, and you go outside in t-shirt and shorts.
That sounds horrible.
And still have a snowball fight because there was snow on the ground previously.
That also sounds horrible. I don't like that. I don't like Wisconsin anymore. I scrapped this game. Good night.
Oh, okay. Oh, did you want me to do credits, or...?
No, I was going to have you make jokes about how I walked away and left. Oh, okay. And then you didn't, and you were just like, oh, well.
I wasn't sure if you were just going to come right back in or what, but okay.
Yeah. No, I was going to feign that I left.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so, all right, well, you don't seem too terribly surprised by this, and that kind of ruins the moment a little bit.
Ah, oh my god, blizzard! What the hell? I am from Texas, and therefore not terribly familiar with snow. Oh my goodness.
No, it's not necessarily that you're not familiar with snow. I mean, you drive around, you're a fucking assassin.
Yes.
But, The idea would have been, oh, this is kind of odd weather for this time of year.
Okay. Oh, this is kind of odd weather for this time of year.
Well, no, the moment's ruined now. You ruined it.
I do that.
Yeah. So, I guess continue on into Toluqua.
Yep.
Well, you get into sort of the community proper.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just double check something here. All right. So, I looked up the thing that I needed to double check about Toluqua, just to confirm that I'm not going crazy about it.
Okay, that's good.
Right? You get into the community proper, and it's very quiet, very snowy.
Mm-hmm.
There's lights on in some of the buildings. Not all of them, though. There's just... There's a weird vibe in the air is what I'm trying to get across.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something weird about what's going on here.
Okay. Do I see, like, a bar or restaurant or anything?
Oh, yeah, there's a bar, and it's the only lot that has any cars in it.
Okay. I guess I'll stop there.
Okay. And you head inside, and there's a little bit of music playing, but no one's dancing or anything. There's no singing along. There's not really a lot of talking.
Mm-hmm. Do I get any funny looks while I walk in or anything like that?
I mean, not really. A few people sort of glance over at you.
Mm-hmm.
But they've just got this glazed over look in their eyes, and then they pour themselves back into their drinks.
Yeah, so the people aren't just staring at me like, ah, we've spotted an outsider.
No.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, they're just kind of oblivious to you, really.
Okay.
Yep. So you want to go over and sit at the bar, or do you want to start harassing some of the locals, or...
Yeah, I'll sit at the bar.
Okay. So you clamber onto a seat, and the bartender sort of stumbles over. He's like, "What would you like to drink?"
Vodka tonic.
And he kind of blinks at you a few times. He's like, "Vodka tonic. Okay." And he wanders away and starts to put together the drink. Comes back and puts the drink in front of you.
All right. Well, sip it.
Completely wrong drink.
Ah, what does it taste like?
You're pretty sure this is a vodka Red Bull.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take it.
Fair enough. So you're sipping away at this, and the bartender just kind of, like, lopes away, just sort of awkwardly lumbering along,
mm-hmm.
and picks up a glass off the counter, spits in it, starts to wipe it down on the inside.
Gross.
Yeah. And no one seems to be paying any mind. One dude sort of looks over at you and slides over a thing of peanuts and then goes back to sipping his beer and is just kind of zoned out.
Is there anything on TV or anything?
Static.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Do I see anybody having conversations with each other, or is everybody just keeping to themselves?
There are people that look like they're here together, but they really seem to care more about the bottles and glassware in front of them mm-hmm. than in talking to each other.
I'm going to, quote-unquote, accidentally knock my drink to the ground.
Okay. You knock your drink to the ground, and the glass shatters into a million pieces. And the bartender sort of turns, looks over, goes, and wanders over to you. He goes, Do you want another one of those?
No, I'm sorry. I'll take a beer. Here, let me clean this up. Do you got a broom?
Yeah, I think. And he starts to wander into the back.
Okay.
He's not coming back out.
Okay, yeah, kind of. It's kind of anticipating that.
Yeah. The guy sitting next to you sort of is looking at the broken glass and goes, and he reaches behind and grabs a glass from behind the bar and starts to fill, and it's not a beer mug or anything, it's entirely the wrong type of glass, and he fills that with beer and he puts it in front of you.
I was kind of hoping to get a bottle of beer. I don't tell him that though.
And the guy is like, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I take it, and I think, well, I guess alcohol sanitizes things. And I clink it against his glass or mug or whatever the fuck he's got and say cheers.
He's got a mug, and this is either the world's shittiest old-fashioned glass,
mm-hmm.
or this might be, like, an ashtray? You're not even sure what the fuck this is. But it's made of glass, and now it's got beer in it, so...
Mm. Wait, the thing he handed me, or
yeah.
The thing he's drinking out of?
The thing he handed you. He's got
okay.
a mug.
Okay. Well, I clink my glass against his regardless and say cheers.
There you go. And he seems happy with that and goes back to drinking. Roll vision for me, please.
18.
You're not completely sure. You think that the dude over in the back corner of the place might be exactly the dude you're supposed to be here for.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna take my beer with me and wander over there, not super obviously, but like so I can get a closer look. You know, pretend I'm like, I don't know, looking at the undoubted random decorations that are all over the walls, because this is a bar, and bars by law are required to have random shit on the walls.
First roll vision, please.
Okay. 10?
Yeah, no, you're not really noticing anything weird about the decorations. They're fairly normal bar decorations. Okay. Big wink, wink, smile.
I'm sure I've missed something.
Yeah.
I guess I'm focused more on trying to get closer to this guy and only pretending to look at that stuff.
Exactly.
So that makes sense.
Intellect, please.
Intellect, okay. Much better. 20.
The dude is, like, half asleep, slopped over in this booth. He's got a bushy-ass beard, that the picture didn't have, but it's definitely him. He's not wearing the suit anymore. It looks like he traded that. He still has the shoes. But yeah, no, it's definitely him, just looking a lot worse for wear. You're not sure what he's doing here or why, but you found him.
What's his name?
Mr. Whitfield.
All right. Excuse me. All right.
You're excused.
Yeah. All right. So I nudge his shoe with mine and I say, Mr. Whitfield?
And there's no reaction. He's breathing. He's not dead. But there's no reaction.
All right. I nudge his shoe again and I say, Mr. Whitfield, I'm your Rebu. I'm here to pick you up.
No reaction.
All right. Is he sitting in a booth or a chair?
He is laying in a booth.
Oh, laying in a booth.
Yeah, when I said slopped over, I meant slopped
the
fuck over.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Can I take a look, see if anybody's, like, paying attention to me now that I'm paying him any attention?
I mean, the answer is yes, you can look around, but no, no one's...
You're not gonna make me roll for that? Okay.
No, no one's paying you any attention. Everyone's sort of zoned out.
Okay. Okay. Can I, like, you know, hoist him up? Be a big, strong guy, get him out of the booth?
Roll fortitude.
Alright, see how big, strong I am. Oh, not big, strong right now. 11.
It's a little bit heavier than you were hoping, but you are able to kind of hoist this bastard out. It's not like he's fat. He's just awkward.
And dead weight, I'm sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, you've lifted worse.
Okay.
You can do this.
All right, I'm gonna try to get him out to my car.
Okay. So you take him out to the car, and you're kind of trying to rummage the door open. You do manage to get it open, but it kind of wedges in the piling snow that's sort of gathering against the side of the car. So it won't open all the way, and you kind of have to shove him in. It's really awkward to get him in there. But you do manage to get him in, and you close the door.
So. All right. Cool. Where was he from?
So, he is from Citadel.
Let's see, Citadel. Okay, it is where I was thinking. It's like Maryland and shit.
Yep.
All right, well, I best be getting headed that way.
Fair enough. Did you want to go through Linowek? Or what'd you want to do?
I want to go down through Illiniwek, then cross over through Trial, and take that road to get to Citadel.
Fair enough. That is going to take about another day and a half. All right, so let me think. It would now be Monday and the 30th. All right, so you make your way down and across to Citadel. And you take him back to the company that he works for. Don't ask me to name it. I'm not going
to. And nothing happens this entire... Is he just out of it this entire way?
He eventually wakes up, but he's not being terribly conversational. He's just looking around out the windows of the car and...
Not questioning why he's in the back of some stranger's car?
No.
Okay.
And you get there, like I was saying. And... what do you want to do? You are in front of the building.
Yeah, I want to, like, go in, find whoever hired me, or whoever hired me through Ron.
That is a high-ranking CEO. You are recommended to escort the man, I already forgot his fucking name.
Me too.
Rob.
Okay.
Mr. Whitfield. Mr. Whitfield yeah. To the elevators and... send him up to the top floor, but do not go upstairs with him.
Okay. Yeah, so I get him into the elevator.
There's something that happens when you open that door.
Ah.
All right, you're opening up the door, and he is sort of stumbling out. He is still a day and a half later, utterly shit-faced, babbling literally not words, complete incoherence. Can barely walk on his own, functionally borderline toddler.
Okay. Can I still, like, as I'm, like, trying to help him towards the door, can I still, like, smell alcohol in his breath or anything like that?
A little bit. There's a little something here, there, but it's not fresh. It's not recent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's something weird about this. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense that he's still like this when he's had a day and a half to sober up.
Uh-huh. And I don't feel any weird effects, do I? I wasn't there for very long, but I don't feel any weird effects, do I?
Not really, no. Okay. I mean, just... Yeah, you feel okay. I mean, it's not like you really did any drinking. I think you took, what, 2 sips?
Yeah, I took a couple sips of the vodka Red Bull, and I don't even know if I ever said I sipped from the beer. Probably not.
I don't think you did.
I don't think I paid for them either, but I don't think anybody noticed.
No, the bartender certainly didn't. He just fucking hid in the back.
All right, and, You said he wasn't wearing a suit. He traded for something else. Do I notice anything unusual about his clothes?
It's just slobby, random bullshit. It's like a t-shirt, a little sweatshirt, like a zip-up sweatshirt over the t-shirt, dirty jeans with a hole in one of the knees. He still has both of the shoes, and it looks on closer inspection like he still has the original socks that came with the suit.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, in the original picture, he was clean shaven. Now he's got a bushy ass beard, like a thick beard.
Like more than 2 weeks of growth?
Yeah, this has to be at least a few months worth of growth.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's just all the clues are pointing to something fucked up happened to this man, and what is entirely unknown as of right now.
So I guess was I given a number to call or anything, like, for the CEO guy? Should I? Because I want to, like, call whoever and be like, hey, so there's something wrong with him. Do you want me to bring him to a hospital or anything first?
I mean, you weren't given a number, but you can always request a number.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Okay. So you reach out to Ron, and you're just, I guess, chilling with this dude in the lobby. Got him perched on a bench or something, or as close to perched as he can be, considering everything.
Leaned around.
Yeah, just sort of holding him up by, like, the sweater collar or sweatshirt collar.
Mm-hmm.
And you eventually get back a message from Ron with a number that you can call.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm gonna call that number.
And it's this lady on the other end. She sounds very, very, very white collar, I think is the right word for it.
Fancy, posh.
Yeah. Clearly extremely well paid.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, one second. She's like,
Linda Layton.
Hi, Miss Layton. My name is Travis, and I was contracted to find a Mr. Rob Whitfield.
Oh, yeah. You managed to get him, yes?
Yeah. He's a little, off. And, I was wondering if you wanted me to drop him here or if you would like me to bring him to a hospital and perhaps meet him there.
Off how?
Well, he's not been coherent since I encountered him, about a day and a half ago up in Toluqua. He's in some grubby clothes and he seems... Well, I don't think he's drunk, but he's still acting like he's drunk, and I haven't gotten a word out of him. He's also got, he's been gone 2 weeks, I believe I was told, and,
just under.
He's got more beard growth than that. It's very unusual.
How much beard growth do you mean?
Can I roll intellect to get a good guess?
I mean, you've already got a pretty good guess, but okay. Yeah.
I forget what you said, so I'm going to roll anyway. You said thick beard, but I don't remember the specific number you said. Okay, well, that was a bad intellect roll of 9. I say, I don't know, maybe 3 months.
That's incidentally the number that I said was about 3 months.
Yay. Yay. Good guessing in real life, but bad dice guessing.
Woo! So she remarks,
I need to see this. I'll be down in just a minute.
All right.
And she hangs up on you. A couple of minutes later, this lady comes, like, half running out of the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got on this really, like, tight little pantsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just hustling. And you get the impression that she probably, like, speed walks on the weekends.
Uh-huh. Is she wearing heels? Because I'm picturing a really fancy business lady who's walking in heels like they're running shoes.
Yeah, and okay. It's not quite, but almost one of those beehive hairdos.
That's exactly what I was picturing. Oh my god, I love it.
Incidentally,
blonde?
Were you picturing kind of almost a magenta suit, by the way?
No, I was picturing black.
Magenta, but okay. Yes.
Yeah, I was picturing, well, see, before you said pantsuit, so I was picturing, like a pencil skirt, one that goes just below the knees, you know, tall heels, like a black blazer over a white shirt, and then blonde, almost a beehive, like tall hairdo, with little pearl earrings. That's what I was picturing.
Incidentally, that's very similar to what I was picturing, and then I was like, no, we're going to lean just a little bit more, it's going to sound weird, but a little bit more feminist with it. I'm like, I feel like I...
Like, fuck you, I'm wearing magenta!
And a pantsuit. It's like, I don't feel like I do a good enough job of representing how fucking hardcore some of the women in this world are, and I really want to get it across. It's like, no, these women will stab you in the face with a pencil. Just
do it that way. If they don't have their pencil, she'll murder you with her heels.
Yeah, exactly. It's they're not all fragile little blossoms that need help. And I want to make sure that that comes across properly, because I don't know, as someone who was assigned male at birth, I don't know if I do a good job of getting that across all the time.
Okay, well, I appreciate the effort. Yeah. I notice. I'm noticing. I'm here. I witness you.
Shiny good, because I need to shut up about that stuff, or else the witnessing, the point is defeated. Anyway, so, getting back to the point, Magenta Crazy Pantsuit Lady is storming across the lobby at you. And she stops in front of you on a dime and is, like, not acknowledging you at all, staring at Mr. Whitfield, and then saying, and you found him like this.
Yeah, he was slumped over in a booth at some bar. Weird place, this Toluqua. There's like a blizzard the entire time I was there.
And she sort of shakes her head and is like, I don't care about Toluqua. I care about my boss being shit-faced right before this big meeting.
Yeah, I can see why that would be an issue.
And she sighs and says, I'm going to call the local emergency room and have them set up an IV to hopefully get him through whatever the fuck this is so that he's functional in 1 hour. Can you take him over there?
Sure.
And she's like, here's gas money, I guess. And she hands you $200.
Okay. Cash, I assume?
Yes. This lady has no comprehension of how money works.
It's like bananas. How much could a banana cost? $10?
Yeah. And she's like, hold on, you need a banana? And she gives you $10. Would a banana make him feel better? $10. So $910 in your bank. You're not in your bank. In your pocket right now. Yeah.
Yay, making an Arrested Development joke gets me an extra $10.
That's the way to my heart. Is
I blew myself. Give money.
Here's another tap. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. Here, make it 920. Because I'm a giving GM.
You're a kind and merciful God.
Lose $100, get $220 for just making jokes. Where the fuck was I? Okay, yeah. So you're, I guess, taking him back out to your car.
All right.
Where he pukes on the back seat. Just everything is now vomit.
Okay. So I don't personally want to examine the vomit, but I'm curious. Is it just like regular vomit? Is it like liquid? Is it bile? What is it? Because have I fed him at all in the last day and a half?
You haven't. Okay. It's pretty much just bile.
Okay. Well, on the bright side, that is easier to clean up than chunks.
Yeah, but it stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can also discolor fabrics a lot easier than actual vomit, so it's not pleasant.
We'll have to just get to it quick.
Yeah. I mean, you could get to it now if you wanted to.
I'll dump him off first. She seemed for it to be in a hurry.
Fair enough. So you take him over to the clinic, and you sort of drag him inside. And initially, like, everyone's just like, is freaked out by you dragging this, like, half-dead drunken man into the clinic. And one doctor is, like, pacing and runs over, grabs Whitfield and is dragging him back and says, "You're done now, bye." And Whitfield's gone.
Okay. So I'm going to shoot a message to Serrano it's done. He's returned. And I'm also going to, like, go into a bathroom and get some, like, paper towels and soap and stuff to try to clean up his mess in the backseat.
Fair enough. So while you're cleaning, you eventually get a text back from Serrano saying that... I already forgot her name.
Layton?
Yeah, thank you.
Kim Layton?
Linda.
Linda Layton. I like the alliteration. It's very...
Marvel.
Yes, I was going to say Marvel, but I was like, well... Does DC do it? Is it comic books in general? But yeah, Marvel.
I mean, they technically do. Mm-hmm. Actually, particularly in the Superman comics, there's a really weird...
Oh yeah, because Lois Lane.
And Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor, yep.
Yeah, it's actually really interesting. There is a entire stretch of the comics. It might actually only be one comic, though. Mm-hmm. Where... it's brought to Superman's attention that there is the curse of El in his life, where basically all of the important people in his life have LL names.
Hmm.
Yeah, Lana Lang.
Lois Lane.
Lois Lane and Lex Luthor. And then there's a few others.
Hmm.
And it has this really weird build up to a big old fat nothing.
Hmm. That's always frustrating.
Yeah, it's a weird-ass issue. I only read about it, but it was... maybe it's better to read it, but yeah, it was weird. Anyway, so... Layton claims that you have not delivered Whitfield to the required... whatchamacallit? Drop-off point. And you're more than welcome to argue it, just to be clear. This you absolutely can argue.
And I say, okay, once he's out of the hospital, I'll give him a ride back.
And Serrano's like, hospital?
And I say, yeah, Toluca is a weird place. It's there's a freaking blizzard there. I went into a bar just to, like, try to get a lay of the land. Happened to find the guy there. But I don't know. Everybody in the bar just seemed like they were in some kind of a daze. It was really weird. And this dude, Whitfield, like, after a day and a half, he's still acting like he's drunk. He's completely out of it. And he seems like he's been gone a lot longer than the 2 weeks that I was told.
And you get a phone call. And it's Ron. And he's saying,
you know, this isn't the first situation where something like that came up.
Yeah?
Yeah, I get a lot of situations kind of like this. With people that have been in Toluca just a little too long. But they seem to have been there a lot longer. And some of the people don't even come back alive.
Huh.
Yeah, it's... There's something wrong with that place. I don't know what the deal is. But I'll put it to you like this. I ain't going there.
Yeah, unless somebody's paying me, I'm not sure I'm too keen to go back.
Nah. I wouldn't.
And he says that he'll push the payment through ASAP, and he hangs up.
All right, I'll hang out at the hospital after I've cleaned up the seat, wait for them to discharge the dude.
Okay. And you're there for a while, almost an hour and a half. And
though they said they had a meeting in an hour.
Yeah. And you're sure that Layton is blowing up someone's phone.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, it's not yours.
That's good.
But the doctor scurries out from back and sees that you're there and he's sweating bullets, but he looks so relieved. And he comes, like, rushing over to you. He's like, he's not better yet. He's not getting better.
Well, you're just doing an IV or whatever for him?
Yeah, pumping in fluids, trying to get him cleaned up.
What was blood? I mean, I don't know if you can tell me, but like, what's up with him? I mean, he didn't smell like alcohol. Are his blood tests coming back normal?
I mean, we haven't managed to get the blood tests done yet, but I mean, he should he should be clean. He should be fine. We've pumped enough fluids in him to fucking jumpstart a horse.
Yeah, I've had him in the backseat of my car for a day and a half. I mean, he hasn't had anything to drink.
Jesus fucking Christ. I have no idea what's happening. I cannot explain this. But we can't keep him here, but I can't in good conscience just kick him out either.
You can't put him in the ICU?
I mean,
hospice or something?
He's not even supposed to be here. I admitted him without any paperwork. I just snuck him in. This is something that we do for Layton all the time. Just cleaning people up.
That sounds like fun. Do you have a number I could give her a call at?
I mean, you've got her number.
Oh, I didn't realize I had her number specifically. Oh, wait, no, you did. Duh. Okay. Okay, yeah, so I'm going to give Layton another call.
Linda Layton?
Miss Layton. This is, Travis, the delivery boy again. So your boss isn't...
Where the fuck is he? The meeting started a half hour ago.
He's not doing any better.
Why the fuck not?
I don't know. The doctor doesn't know either.
Can you do your job and figure it out?
Yeah, I was hired to find the guy, not investigate this.
And what the fuck am I supposed to do now? This is why I paid you. This is why I handed money to your people.
You handed money to my people to find the guy. I did that.
And she scoffs and hangs up. And the doctor is just sort of staring at you with this expectant look like, what do we do?
Okay, so I'm gonna, shoot, Layton a text that says, solving the mystery is extra, and then with, like, a dollar sign next to it.
And what comes back about 30 seconds later is a lengthy-ass post, or text,
message,
which... In one sentence can be best summarized. Granted, this is like 30 sentences.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be best summarized in one as, fuck the mystery, clean up the boss. And then your phone dings.
Okay.
The job was worth about $18,000, which is pretty damn good, you'll notice.
Uh-huh.
But there was a bonus on top of that.
Uh-huh.
An extra 5,000.
So I got 24,000? 23,000? Bad math.
Yeah. But specifically to deliver him cleaned up. So...
Why was I not notified of this before I started the job?
What do you mean?
You didn't say that there was a bonus if I delivered him cleaned up. You never said anything about the payments, actually.
Oh, no. The bonus is coming through now.
Oh, to get him cleaned up?
Yeah, it's gotcha. Like, clean him the fuck up, here's this bonus, and if not, then you don't want to know what the consequences of that are going to be.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, this is money as in, hey, here's the carrot, and if you can't figure it out, here's a knife. Stabby, stabby, or carrot.
Okay. So I say to the doctor, I say, can I go in there and look at him? He said he's not even supposed to be here, right?
Do what the fuck you want.
Okay, so, I go in there. Is he still in the dirty clothes, or is he in, like, a gown or whatever?
He's in a gown. He has an IV, actually, in either arm. There's one bag which seems to be some sort of saline solution with other stuff mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one bag which is, like, neon green.
Interesting. All right, time to play Dr. Travis, which is horrifying sounding, considering he is in no way a doctor.
I don't.
And is in this for entirely the wrong reasons.
Yeah. God, how did the John Mulaney joke go?
There's a horse in the hospital.
No. Okay. There was another one. He was in traffic. He was doing something, and another car started to drive past. And the driver of the other car looked at him as if in disgust, like, "Why are you doing what you're doing?" To which he replied with another look that he hoped expressed, "I don't want me to be doing what I'm doing either." And I think that's what Travis is probably doing as he walks into that room, like, "I don't want me to be doing what I'm doing either."
I'm in this entirely for $5,000.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to do, like, I guess a vision roll, see if I can spot anything immediately weird about the dude.
Okay.
15?
He's a lot older than he should be right now.
Yeah. Okay, well, he said that he had, like, a few months of beard growth, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
So does he still look older even than he did when I found him?
No, he still looks as old as he did when you found him, but you're realizing the beard growth is hiding a lot of extra wrinkles.
Hmm.
It seems like he is substantially older than when you found him.
Okay.
It's like, it's still definitely him, but it's like some Twilight Zone-y bullshit is going on with this man's age.
Okay. Can I roll intellect for ideas?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Oh, I actually rolled good. I like it when I roll good. 26.
Well, here's an idea for you.
Go back to...
Stabbing him will not make him better.
Okay. Cross that off my list. Excuse me.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, I mean, what you're staring at, there's just something bizarre happening here that, frankly, you're a little bit lost. It's like, there's nothing sciency that you can think of that could fix this.
Mm-hmm.
You're just kind of at a loss, yeah.
Yeah, but I want the $5,000. Do I know anybody in this area who knows any magic shit?
In this area specifically, no. But...
In general?
Yeah.
Do I still have What's-His-Face's phone number?
What's-His-Face's?
Yeah, Daryl...
Daryl Weaver?
Yeah.
You never had his number. No, that he would just kind of show up and harass you.
Rude.
Technically speaking, you did know a few people. Mm-hmm. You're not sure if it's a great idea to reach out to them. But scattered around the country are people that were involved with your mother's crazy bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to talk to them.
Yeah. I mean, or alternately, there's your dad, but considering the shit that he recently pulled, it's like...
No. No, no, no. Yeah. That level of chaos is not what I'm looking for.
Yeah, no. I mean, after that, your options are pretty well limited. You did meet a half-angel once, but you also tried to cut their fucking head off.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Can't imagine we would have gotten along great.
No, you never did get their phone number. You could probably get their attention pretty easily, but probably not worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, after that, not a whole heck of a lot of options, really. I mean, you're sure that there has to be someone in trial that you could talk to? I mean, that place is just colleges. A lot of people researching a lot of shit, including a lot of magic-y stuff.
What's the doctor's name?
Of course you're asking more names.
Yeah. Sanchez?
Duffy.
Dr. Duffy?
Irving Duffy.
Irving Duffy. I like that name, actually. All right, so I look at him. I look at him and I say, okay, doc, do you know anybody who knows anything about magic? I mean, this isn't normal shit. This has got to be some magic shit.
And the doctor shakes his head and he's like, nah, I stay away from magic-y people. I don't do that shit. You thinking this is magic?
I mean, what else could it be? The dude's been gone for 2 weeks, and he looks years older. He's got a big old thick beard, and he's just stuck drunk. This isn't normal shit.
Oh, fuck. There's a section in the hospital that he should go to then. But if I take him back there, it's going to cost me my job for not signing him in properly in the first place.
Okay, well, just keep him here. Tell me where it's at, and I'll go talk to whoever's there.
Fuck. Okay. And he scribbles down a room number on a sheet of paper and says, you're going to want to go to the fourth floor.
All right, so head off to the fourth floor.
Okay. And you get up there, and you are looking for a Dr. Hendricks.
All right.
And there's a little desk, and there's someone sitting at that desk, and she's doing paperwork.
I'm looking for Dr. Hendricks.
And she looks up and points down the hall and says, should be in the last room just down this hall.
All right. I head to the last room just down that hall.
All right. And you knock on the door, and a lady does open the door.
All right.
And she's sort of looking around for a second, and she's like, what can I help you with?
You Dr. Hendricks?
Yes, I am. And she opens the door for you and sort of offers to let you in.
Okay, so I walk in, and I say, I was referred to you. I've got a weird case. Not me, personally. Weird case I'm trying to solve.
Damn, I really like the ones that just kind of walk in. And she's sort of staring off into space, and then refocuses on you, and she's like, so, what can I help you with?
Got a guy, I picked up in, Toluqua. I almost said trial, and I was like, wait a minute, that's not right. the other T word. I got a guy I picked up in Toluqua. He was only there for 2 weeks, but he looks like he's been gone for years. Real thick beard, wrinkles, and he's been he seems to be, like, permanently drunk. I mean, he's completely incoherent, and he's been out of Toluqua for a day and a half.
And she blinks a few times. She's like, Toluqua. And she's, like, staring off into space and clearly thinking about something. And after a minute, she seems to sort of, like, come back. And she's reaching into her desk and pulls out this book. And she's flipping through it. And it's all handwritten, like, tons of notes. And she's like, why can I never remember Toluqua? What the fuck happened in Toluqua? And she's staring at the book. She's not even paying attention to you anymore.
Okay, I will politely and patiently wait. Faux patiently. I'm pretending to be patient.
And she's, I have a, like, reading her own notes.
A grimace that's pretending to be a smile affixed on my face. I really enjoyed that sentence, a grimace that's pretending to be a smile. I'm proud of that. I like that.
I like that, too. Neat fact, there is actually a name for those.
Wince?
No, a rictus grin.
A rictus grin. Interesting. Like, no, that still wouldn't make sense. I was thinking rigor mortis, but rictus is only the first two letters are the same.
It's technically related. A person with rigor mortis will get a rictus grin because what's happening is the muscles are tightening in a way that's causing what looks like a big smile, but is actually more like a grimace. So I like describing whenever someone is angry and just barely concealing their impatience. I describe it a lot with a rictus grin.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's a perfect use.
Yay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm rictus grinning away.
Yeah, and she's just reading her own notes here on something related to Toluqua. All
right. After a minute or so, I'm going to...
And she looks up, and she's, like, blushing really, really hard right now. And she closes the book, and she's like, I'm so sorry. I haven't figured out why Toluqua is the way that it is. But you're not going crazy.
I mean, yeah, I know I'm not going crazy. There's a guy downstairs who's from there, and it's...
Bring him up here immediately, please.
Okay,
take him to examination room 3.
Okay, just so we're on the same page, though, he hasn't been signed into the hospital. This is off the books.
I don't give a shit. Bring him up to room 3.
All right. So I go back down to Dr. Duffy, and I tell him where to have the dude sent to.
And Duffy's like, no. I can't have him taken up there. If anyone knows that I accepted him in here in the first place, it'll cost me my job.
Can I roll fortitude to look big and intimidating? Is that a function of fortitude?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I rolled a 20 in fortitude for trying to look big and intimidating.
He already thought you were big and intimidating. That was useless posturing.
Okay, well, I'm going to posture some more.
Yeah. And he is looking at you and he's like, I'm sorry, I can't afford to lose my job. Okay. And he's, like, dragging over a gurney in front of you and positioning it between you and him. So.
And I say, I gesture at the IVs and shit. I say, fine, unhook him and I'll carry him up there myself.
Thank you. And he's getting everything sort of unplugged, for lack of a better word, and slopping the guy onto the gurney.
All right. And I haul his ass up to the fourth floor. Or was it examination room 3?
Roll intellect.
Listen, if Bran remembered, I feel like Travis should. And...
Yeah, okay. It was right.
Oh, fuck you.
All right, so you get him rolled into examination room 3, where Dr. Hendricks is sort of already suited up, for lack of better words, in a lab coat and gloves and a pair of little cute goggles.
Mm-hmm.
And like, as soon as the guy is in there, like, she's basically pulling away the gown and like doing a full body inspection.
Mm-hmm.
How patient are you? How much do you want this money?
I'm not gonna give up on it yet. If you know, $5,000 is a good chunk of change right now, so I'll hang around for a while. Does Leighton blow up my phone at all while I'm waiting?
No.
Okay. Leighton blowing up my phone while I'm waiting. Accidental rhyme there.
I didn't even pick up on it, to be honest with you. I've been really bad about not spotting rhymes.
Oh, yeah, kind of like my post that I showed you on Reddit the other day, where I opened with a great rhyme that I didn't even do on purpose. And like the meter was great, the rhyme was great. And I can't do that on purpose, only completely accidentally.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Yeah. I've noticed that when someone like manages to write a really good poem, they don't even mean to.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I suggest, hey, you should write poems, they try way too hard and it just kind of falls apart.
Yeah, I cannot write poetry for shit.
Yeah. So, about 20 minutes later, she takes a step back and says, this man is cursed.
Great. Okay, so what do we need, a priest?
No. We need to summon the spirit that cursed him.
Right, obviously. How do we go about doing that?
And she narrows her eyes a little bit and says, we need to figure out what the spirit was. And then we can kind of work backward from there towards getting it here.
I have to go back to Toluqua, don't I?
Possibly. I'm hoping we can avoid that, but it would require... It would require you answering questions very, very carefully. So, what were the weird things going on in Toluqua?
All right, almost as soon as I crossed the border into the city-state, it's almost June, and it was a blizzard. And it was quiet. I didn't really see other people on the road. I stopped in at a bar, which is one of the only places that had anybody at it. I just thought, you know, I'd ask some questions there, but everybody at the bar was strange, you know.
Strange how?
Quiet. There's nobody really talking to each other. Everybody just seemed out of it. Nobody seemed to really realize what was going on around him. Like, I order a vodka tonic, the guy gives me a vodka Red Bull.
Sort of distracted?
Just distracted, incoherent. On the TVs, all I saw was static. And
so kind of like everyone's been drunk for a long time.
Sure, yeah. I mean, if we're going off of what's wrong with him, that would make sense.
I'm just thinking about the symptoms. And the symptoms all seem to match the description of someone who's drunk.
Yeah.
So we're looking for something that is actively sabotaging the locals and the city-state itself. So we're probably looking at something very old and very angry. I think I can work with that. And she goes back into her office.
Should I follow her? Does she close the door behind her? Or?
She does, but it's not locked. You could barge in if you wanted to.
Okay, I'll loiter around the examination room for a little bit longer, and then I'll, like, maybe after 10 minutes, I'll follow her into her office.
Okay. After 10 minutes, you go to open the door to her office, and No sooner have you twisted the knob than the door is being blown open very, very sharply. You are thrown against the wall by a powerful wind, and there is snow and wind blowing out of her office, and it is a blizzard inside of a room in a building in just shy of the southern USK.
Yeah, just barely above what would be known here as the Mason-Dixon, but probably not there, because there was no Civil War as we know it.
Yeah.
Okay, is she in there?
It's very, very white in there. You can't quite tell if she's in there.
All right, so I call out Dr. Hendricks.
And you see a pair of hands, like, grasping at the door frame, and this lady, like, in the goggles still pulling herself out and stumbling into the hallway, and there's just a crust of snow across the front of her.
So I say it again, Dr. Hendricks, that looks like it didn't go well.
And she kind of laughs and lifts up the goggles, and her, like, she has this weird shine in her eyes of glee and delight, and she's like, thing is pissed.
And I look from her to her snowy white office and back to her, and I was like, certainly seems that way.
Apparently, Taluqua was basically an act of theft. There was a bet about 1,000 years ago. And the people that live in Taluqua were never supposed to have Taluqua. And the spirit in there is just really angry that their people didn't get Taluqua.
Huh.
Yeah, all of this over a bet.
So people there have just been permanently drunk for 1,000 years, or is this a new thing?
Yeah. The first one. The first one. It's been snowing, and everyone there has been just perpetually shit-faced. For 1,000 years.
Huh.
And no one else has been able to realize it. We've all been just as oblivious as them.
Huh. So, how do we fix it? Do we make everybody leave? Let whoever the spirit wants move in?
I mean, I guess we try to promise that. I mean, I don't know if we'd actually be able to make progress towards it, but we can try. Have you ever done any improv classes?
Is this Null asking Bran? Or...
No, that's okay. That's Dr. Hendricks asking Travis.
Travis says, no. No, acting's not really my thing.
Damn. Because I could really use you pretending to be a Taluquin offering to leave.
I don't know if I want to get on the wrong side of a spirit.
I don't know if I've got another way of doing this.
Alright, well, I can pretend as hard as I can. Tell you what, you know what? I can definitely promise that I won't go back to Taluqua.
And that actually makes her laugh in addition to me. And she says, let's give it a try. Worst thing that can happen is it just freezes us to death.
Okay, well, let's hope not.
And she starts trying to march her way in, slides back, pauses, steps out of the blizzard wind, and says, you might want to get a pair of goggles.
Would I find them in the examination room?
Yeah.
Okay, so I go back to the examination room, grab a pair of goggles that I'm sure look ridiculous with the rest of my outfit, but...
No more ridiculous than the rest of the outfit.
My outfit is fine, it's just...
But I'm Tish.
It's just a leather jacket and t-shirt and jeans.
It's very 1980s bad boy.
Okay, well, that's Travis.
And 1990s bad boy. And early 2000s bad boy.
Yeah.
But not 2010s bad boy.
No, by the time it's 2010s, it's just a very dad look.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Dad, I get it. You ride a motorcycle. You can stop now.
Yeah. So, the 1980s bad boy is wearing goggles, looking very much like an 80s sci-fi movie.
Very cyberpunk.
Yeah, and makes his way back into the exam room with the doctor lady.
Okay.
And in the middle of the room, you can't even really see the spirit itself. All you really see is these really pissed off glowing eyes.
You mean her office?
Where did I say?
The exam room.
Yeah, the office.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to make sure I was picturing the right thing.
There's like 5 exam rooms now, and it's all exam rooms and no offices. And
exam rooms all the way down.
Exactly. Anyway. And they're all decorated with large turtle statues. Anyway, so... Yeah, you see these, like, pinpricks of light emerging from the storm within. And they look pissed.
Those pinpricks of light look pissed?
Yeah.
Okay, I won't ask you to describe how pinpricks of light can look pissed. I'll take your word for it.
Because they're eyes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they're two little beady points of light, and you realize they're eyes, and they look pissed.
All right, so I say to the pissed off eyes, I say, hey, I hear you want Tsuluqua back. I don't want this anymore, so I won't go back, I promise.
And the storm starts to slow down, and you hear in the wind, how do I know you're not lying again?
I don't know how I can prove it, but this has gone on for a long time, and I think it needs to end, and I think it's time that we hold up our end of the bargain.
You accept that I won?
Oh yeah, yeah, you won.
And there's a very long pause, and the wind is very, very cold. And finally, after several minutes, the wind starts to die off, and you hear this final "about time." And then the eyes fade away further into the blizzard, for lack of better words, and the wind dies down. And there's just a lot of snow settling on everything in the office. And, it seems to have worked, at least temporarily.
Okay. So I tell her, I say, all right, I've got some contacts in the DNI, and maybe they can look into, like, you know, actually getting people out of Tsuluqua for real, perhaps. Obviously, I can't go back. I just told the thing I wouldn't, which is, you know, a great excuse for me not to have to do the work. I'd be like, sorry, guys, I can't. I promised a spirit I wouldn't.
That's fucked up. I like that.
And I'm going to go check on the dude in the exam room.
Okay. You make your way back to the exam room, and he is full on asleep now.
Okay. Can I roll to see if I thought to bring a snowball with me to smash in his face?
Instinct.
Okay. 26.
Yeah, you thought to bring a snowball.
Okay, I'd like to smash the snowball in his face.
When you say smash it in his face, do you mean throw it at him? Or, like, take it in your fist and just slam it into his face like you're trying to kill him?
Kind of a combination of the two. Like, I'm not gonna throw it from far away. I'm gonna have it in my hand.
Slam dunk him in the face with it?
Like if it was like if it was a pie that I was smashing in his face, but it's a snowball pie.
So yeah, basically trying to bludgeon the man to death with a snowball.
I mean, not that like hard.
Hitting someone with a pie is pretty hard. You got to get that momentum going to really get...
I mean, I guess whenever I've smashed people in the face with a pie, it's just been whipped cream. It's not really a pie, so...
Yeah. It's all about that momentum. Otherwise, it's going to just fall out of your hand.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so yeah, you smash this poor man in the face with a snowball. Mm-hmm. And he sputters, falls off of the gurney, and lands on the floor very hard. And he's still a lot older than you remember him, and he's still very scruffy. But he's no longer drunk. Now he's just very tired and very angry.
And I say, wake up, you've got a meeting to get to.
And he's still sputtering, and he's like, I did have a meeting I had to go to in Tsuluqua.
Yeah, that didn't happen. You got a meeting here in Citadel that started like an hour ago.
A little over now, but...
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. And he pauses and he's like, wait, what day is it?
I tell him, I don't know the day, but I'm sure Travis does.
Monday the 30th.
Okay, I say it's Monday the 30th.
And he checks his watch and he freaks the fuck out and says, do you have a car? Can you drive?
Yeah, sure.
And he's running down the hall saying, bring your keys.
Okay, I run after him.
And you get him downstairs to your car, and you kind of throw him in. He insists on getting in the front seat because the back seat smells bad.
Yep.
Yep. And, yeah, he does make one request, which is that you stop by this shop so that you can get a nice shirt.
Okay.
And he pulls that on, and he's running back out, and you guys are on the way to the meeting, and he gets there, and you can see people filing out of the building, and he's, like, on his knees begging them to go back in, and he storms in, and you start getting a lot of very angry messages from Leighton. Would you like to block that number?
I respond with just one message.
Good doing business with you.
Yeah. So just like, I send a message that says, hey, reasoning with an angry spirit takes time. Good doing business with you.
And more messages keep streaming in. Safe to say blocked?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me think here. That was, I'm trying to think, 23,000, I believe?
Yeah, so I'm now at 26,546.
I already had you at, no, I had you at 13,000 flat. So something definitely happened with your math on that one.
Because I was at 3,546.
Oh, I was putting it into your second bank.
Oh.
Yeah, you want it in your main bank?
What was the total? 23,000?
Yeah.
Put 13,000 in my bank too, and then I'll keep 10 of it. So then I'm at 13,536, and then 26,000 in the bank.
Second bank.
Yes. 26K. Okay.
Fair enough.
All right. As I'm driving away, I want to give...
entire city-state of Citadel the middle finger.
Well, there's that also, but I mean, I don't want to, like, act out the phone call, but I do want to say that I have contacted Nathan Cooper to inform him of what's going on in Toluqua and say, hey, maybe you guys wanted my... maybe you want... can't words. Oh, my God. You guys might want to do something about that, is what I was attempting to say and failed repeatedly.
And actually, he reaches out to you and says... that this is really unusually forward-thinking work from you, and that you've actually really impressed some of the higher-ups, and they would like to meet you.
And I respond, I see we're just texting. I respond, and I say...
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh. Were you texting, or did you call him?
Oh, I guess I said I'd called him, but I just, it wasn't necessarily, I thought it was going to be just be that. I didn't realize there was going to be something to act like there was going to be more to it.
I've been kind of waiting for it to build up to this because I didn't, like I said, I didn't anticipate you doing another job. So I kind of had to make that shit up on the fly.
Yeah. Well, I liked it. It was interesting.
You. I'm very grateful.
Yeah.
I was like terrified for a minute there, but
yeah. So I ask, meet me in a good way, or is this, are you dangling a carrot to trap me?
Again, was this a phone call or a text?
Yes. Phone call. One. Okay, let's go with phone call.
And the line is very quiet for a minute. He's like,
this isn't a test. It's not a trap. You have done something very interesting, and... my superiors and my superior's superiors would like to meet you and pick your brain a little bit and possibly forward your career here. If you would like, there's actually one of the people that wants to meet you is none other than the director of the DNI, Tony Snow.
Yeah, okay, I guess a meeting couldn't hurt. Forgive me for being apprehensive.
No need to apologize. I'm just a little bit surprised, I suppose. I thought that we were past apprehension at this point.
It's nothing you did personally, so don't take it personal. Just
go fuck yourself, and then you hang up on him.
No. No, just something someone else said, and it's put me on edge a bit. I think it was Abby Cord. Null gave me a quizzical expression, so that's why I'm saying this. I believe it was Abby Cord who said something about, you know, how about the DNI was just going to use Travis and then put a bullet in his head as soon as they were done with him.
Oh! Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, no, there's a long history of the DNI taking advantage of people.
Yeah, but I guess Travis is possibly proven himself above that.
He's useful.
Yeah, more as long as he's useful, he's safe.
He's a useful little snack.
Mm.
Aww.
Don't call him a snack.
Aww.
He doesn't like that either. Ooh, he's like, no, I'm not food.
Him's a snack. Him's a thick boy.
A snack with two C's?
Him's a snack with two C's, yeah.
So a total of four C's.
Yeah. He's a 4C, all right.
And now... Well, I don't know what that means, but that sounds like slang for a thick snack. It's like, oh, he's a 4C, all right.
No, there's a brand of tea and a few other things, including panko breadcrumbs, actually. It's 4C is the brand. Literally okay. A 4 and a C.
Hmm.
I don't know why, but they make both panko breadcrumbs and really good instant tea.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's wild. Anyway. So... the Anyway So is back.
Yep.
Has been for ever. It never left.
Anyway, so.
All right. You have a meeting now. Let me double check here. Yeah, same day if you can make it. It's literally just a short drive up into Patrack. So.
Okay, yeah. I'll head up to Patrack.
All right.
Close out on this.
Yeah, it's a good spot to close out, admittedly.
After or before the meeting?
After the meeting.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it won't take long. Or yeah.
that sounds horrifying also.
Yeah. Also, the worst part is when you go, uh-oh, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Can you agree with me when I'm apprehensive? How dare you? So I head up to Patrack.
You head up to Patrack, and...
Trip to Patrack. See, I can't say
you go into quickly. The DNI office, and you're greeted by Cooper, who leads you upstairs and down the hall, and he's like, I never anticipated that a contractor would get attention like this, but your forward-thinking and apparently appropriate handling of the Toluqua situation, we weren't even aware of a Toluqua situation,
weird that everybody, me included, I'm not blaming anybody else, but like a whole city state just had something weird going on for 1,000 years and no one knew, but I suppose that's probably part of the curse, huh?
Yeah, that's how these things go. There's a lot of spots around the country where we're only aware of something weird happening after it's been dealt with.
It's gotta be fun.
It's terrifying, but we try to handle it the best that we can. It's kind of our jobs.
All right,
so are you ready for the big time and meeting Director Snow?
Yeah.
And you are taken up to the top floor, and there is a very large office at the end of a hall with, well, the hall leads into sort of this bullpen of different little cubicles, and at the far opposite end is the director's office. And Cooper knocks on the door, and you hear a voice brightly say, come in. And Cooper gestures for you to head inside.
All right, I step inside.
And there's something about it. You can't put your finger on it, but you've seen this man somewhere before. There's just something in your gut that says, hold on a second. Go ahead and give me an intellect roll.
Oh, boy. 19?
You can't quite place it, but you've seen him with a beard. And you saw him with no hair. He's no longer got the beard, and now he has hair. And that's what's fucking you up.
Is it Carthage Marks?
It is. Standing across from you, masquerading under the name Anthony Snow is Carthage Marks. And no one else seems to realize that it's him or what the fuck has happened. But somehow, the Bastard Lord is the head of the DNI. And cut!
Great! Great! What a wonderful place to pause. I don't hate that at all. I'm not immensely frustrated. I'm super pleased with the events that have just transpired.
And yes, I'm super proud of myself.
Had that always been in the works?
Not always, but pretty much from the moment that you had his ass thrown into a far.
Ah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't believe that Travis elected for that specifically to happen. I think his dad was like, hey, do you want me to deal with this? And you're like, I was like, yeah, please.
So, I'll put it to you like this. And part of this might be better saved for the retrospective, but mm-hmm. I feel like it can be said now without mm-hmm. ruining anything.
Yeah.
I knew that he was going to come back,
mm-hmm.
and I made that perfectly clear. I'm pretty sure I said it in the episode that he went.
Yeah. If not in the episode, you told me directly after. I don't remember if it was on mic.
Right? It's like one or the other. I remember that. But in either case, I spent probably a month thinking about it, of mm-hmm. how is he going to come back. At first, I was going to have him burn your family's house to the ground.
Hmm.
But I decided, no, Brand's having them move house anyway, so that defeats the point.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was thinking about having it where he's been a character working with you pretty much since the beginning of the, like, not of the season, but of... Mm-hmm.
The arc?
The arc, yes. And then I was like, there's not really a character that suits that.
Right.
And none that Travis wouldn't immediately have pinged on.
Right.
And I was like, where can I hide Carthage Marks where it will completely upend Travis's world without Bran calling bullshit and saying Travis would have spotted that? And I'm like, hide it as someone behind the power that Travis simply hasn't seen.
Hmm.
And thus began the path to me trying to smuggle him into the head of the DNI, and the path towards trying to get you back to the DNI headquarters
mm-hmm.
in a way that would have them, you know, talking to you and wanting to interact with you rather than just you dropping off an assault rifle.
Yeah.
And that took some work, especially when it came to I didn't want you just picking up the assault rifle again and shooting everyone.
Right, yes.
And so I was like, no, let's get that locked up first, and then we can get back around to that. So.
Guess we should do credits then, huh?
Yeah, because you don't get to shoot him right now.
Yeah, well, you're making all this noise doing your teardown over there.
Yeah. I figured I would just get my dice put away and rotate my little tower. Oh, pass me the chip.
That I didn't get to use at all.
Was that loud?
Yep.
Good.
That a nice big old spike on the track.
Because that didn't look like it sounded good for my computer either. So.
Any hoozle.
Yeah. All right. So this has been Midtown Mythos. I am Noel.
I'm Bran.
You can find me on Twitter at MXMNoel.
You can find me on Twitter at BranaganStar, and you can find the show on Twitter at Midtown Mythos. You can find the show on Facebook. It's just Midtown Mythos.
Used to be on Tumblr. I decided it got no attention there, so I removed that. Mm. You can still technically find it on Patreon at Stars and Void, not Midtown Mythos anything.
Right, because we have another show that we do, and it is going forward. It's going to contain stuff for both shows.
Yeah, it's zesty, it's spicy. There's, I'm pretty sure at this point, already stuff out for it.
Could be.
Yeah, I think at least one episode of the bonus podcast and a couple episodes, I think, at this point of the main feed show released early, if I remember right.
And then years of Mythos content. Underground Mythos is the name of our bonus podcast for this show.
Incidentally, although I'm not going to be releasing early content for Midtown Mythos, I will be releasing at least through the previous episodes of this season on the Patreon as well, so that if you are subscribed there, it can kind of be a one-stop shop for all of the listening to us things.
And then don't you also make posts on Patreon, like where you write out your solo Mythos adventures?
Yeah, I've only got three on there, even though it's been like 4 weeks now. I've not been able to do it as often as I want to, mostly because I can't solo RP as often as I want to. Let me set up a little 30-second timer and I can give a rundown of that real quick.
Sure.
Do I already have a 30-second timer? I've got a 30-minute timer. That's not going to help anybody.
Yeah, I don't want to listen to you talk about that for 30 minutes.
Okay, and go. So Charlotte Peck is an air mage, and she is friends with this lady by the name of Kay Davison, a veterinarian. And she thought to herself when she started her day, oh, there's a troll outside killing people. I'm going to go investigate that. But then she found out Kay was being robbed. And so she investigated that instead, and there was a knight looking for a scarf, and the scarf is magic, and Kay is, like, refusing to acknowledge that there was anything that she could have known about this scarf. And that's it. That's time. Yeah, so, weirdness. Weirdness and chaos, and poor Charlotte being very afraid.
Yeah. Yep. Should I talk about the Mythos game I run?
Oh, I guess you can.
Okay, before you can start the timer, let me tell you about a little bit where you could find that Mythos game if you want to partake. I run that on our Discord, and you can find that Discord. There's a link to it both on the Twitter and on the Facebook page. And if you're unable to find it, you can always just shoot me, slide into my Twitter DMs, or shoot me a Twitter, or Twitter, a tweet.
A tweeter.
Yeah, a tweet. Yeah, either of those, and I'll hook you up with a link. But yeah, so on the Discord, I run a game for two fine fellows. One of them plays an inventor, the other one plays a mage of all kinds of magic. Have you started the timer or not?
I'm waiting for you to actually start to, like, talking about the recent update.
Okay.
Ready? And go.
Okay, yeah. So the inventor, basically, it's two separate stories at this point. The inventor, he has made peace with the fact that his AI has kind of taken over and is doing her own thing. And for the moment, she seems to be allowing him to do his own thing, as far as he knows, Meanwhile, Nathan's character, Matt, accidentally sent himself 50 years back in time and is coping with the consequences of that and also learning about new types of magic.
Like 3 seconds over. Yeah, but considering everything you managed to rattle out in 30 seconds, that was pretty good.
Yay.
Am I missing anything?
We gotta thank Days and Days.
Yes.
For letting us use their song Post-Party Depression. We don't have the sheets in front of us that help us remember all the things we have to say.
Yeah. Also, one other thing, and this also isn't on the sheet, but for some reason, remembering to mention Days and Days reminds me of this. If you've enjoyed the show and you can think of one friend that you think might otherwise enjoy the show, just tell them about it. And it's amazing how much just that little nudge helps. Just a little bit of word of mouth.
Yeah.
Just spread us around like... like herpes.
Well, speaking of spreading things around and thanking people and such, nope, that's a bad... transition!
Triathlon?
That's the word I wanted. Yes, that's a bad triathlon also. but yes, anyway, thank you, Nathan, and thank you, Scout Manhattan. Oh, it's a great name. Thank you both so much for contributing to our Patreon and putting a little bit of money in our pocket every month. Cuts down on... well, we don't currently have any ongoing costs, but some of the money we have spent on this show over the years.
Yeah, we've spent way too much on the show. So it helps to cushion the blow that would otherwise lead my girlfriend to say, no, you're fucking done with that. So
yeah, I mean, well, we have free hosting now, so that cost is down. And I haven't had to pay for any sound effects in a while.
Or equipment.
Yes, that was a one-time cost. And let's knock on wood...
That, I mean, unless I buy more dice, that could be a problem.
I thought you were going to say unless I bork the microphones or something.
Or you bore the GM to death and then you need to buy a new GM.
Yes, on GM.com. I don't know.
Oh, be careful. I'm pretty sure GM.com would be a vehicle website. Oh, no, they went out of business.
General Motors. Did they?
Yeah, like forever ago.
Oh, well. Anyway, we've chatted about other things long enough. Bye.
Tell me when the fire dies down, what the fuck will you do? When the man comes around, what the fuck will you do? Who's gonna be there to catch you when your plans all fall through? When you were flying your white flag, who never gave up? When the fire dies down, what the fuck will you do? When the man comes around, what the fuck will you do? Who's gonna be there to catch you when your plans all fall through? When you were flying your white flag, who never gave up? Ha ha ha!